This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
It's a great idea of Kirsty's.
It obviously means a lot to her.
Yeah, it's good it's a local charity too.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
The only problem was having to get up so early.
Poor you, Alice.
Seriously, Pip, I love my Sunday morning lion. Well,
I can barely remember the last time I had one.
No, sorry.
Well, at least it makes a different start to the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's back to moving out of Rickyard.
How's that going?
Okay. I'm going to blitz the kitchen next, including cleaning the oven.
Oh, no, I hate that job.
Well, at least Mum's doing the milking, so I could get here.
Well, that's good of her. How are things going between you?
Oh, we're getting there. Anyway, I'll be milking the rest of the week.
Well, just make sure you don't overdo it.
I won't. Though it's a busy week. Ed and Jazza are shearing on Tuesday.
And you helping them?
Fleece rolling.
What did I just say?
It's fine. I can squeeze it in. Just. Mm. I've told them I'm not doing home farm as well, though.
Is Toby helping with the clear up at Rickyard?
He's clearing his stuff. He's starting another batch of gin, too.
That's new, isn't it?
What?
The chant bracelets. It's very nice.
Thanks.
I love the initials and the little house. If Chris bought me one, I think he was after something.
Toby just likes throwing his money around.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Oh, hiya. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Oh, it's a little bit early for him.
Mummy made me get up just to go for a walk.
Oh, never mind. It's for a very good cause.
Yeah, and you'll hear lots of lovely bird song.
I know. Can I go and see George?
Yes, but make sure you come back before we start.
Okay.
Oh, Jack's well away, isn't he?
Oh, he looks so snug. Mm.
You know Fallon's serving hot drinks, don't you?
Oh, yeah, but I'm fine.
Me too. I'm looking forward to breakfast once we've finished, though.
It's a good turnout.
I know. There's over 20 people here.
What were you expecting, Tracy? Or the Thwaites?
Well, it's raising money for a good cause. And Kirsty's been brilliant at publicising it on Facebook and so on. Mm. Talking of whom, have you seen her?
No, actually. Well, that's a good point.
Oh, here comes Linda, though.
Isn't this marvellous?
Well, we've been lucky with the weather.
Can't wait to hear the full panoply of early morning birdsong.
Yeah. You haven't seen Kirsty, have you?
No, but I'm sure she'll be here on time. Though before we begin, can I just remind you of the danger of speeding cars?
Oh, surely not at this time of Sunday morning.
Well, they race along at all times, Alice.
You'd have to be incredibly unlucky.
Well, we're not even on the road for most of the route.
Nevertheless, as we all know, there have been several near misses in the village recently, which is why we've set up the Speed Watch initiative.
Yes.
And we're still looking for volunteers for our training day a week on Tuesday.
Kirsty?
Sorry, everyone.
Oh, we were beginning to think you weren't coming.
Oh, I can't believe I overslept.
Maybe you shouldn't have had that extra glass last night.
It's a bit embarrassing. I only woke up 15 minutes ago, late for my own event.
Oh, hardly. You're bang on time, I'd say.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock now.
Oh, right then. Hello, everybody. And thanks all of you for coming out so early on a Sunday morning, instead of staying in bed.
What on earth are you doing up so early, Brian?
Oh, wretched birds woke me. And then I couldn't get back to sleep. Where are you spraying?
Littleton Covert and 40 Acre.
I see.
Well, at least you're not worrying about this family partnership meeting.
Good Lord, no. Should all be perfectly straightforward.
So long as Kate doesn't kick up a fuss.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be fine. Especially with you and Debbie on board.
I take it you'll be calling her during the meeting.
Well, that's the plan.
Good. That'll be nice having lunch all together for a change.
Apparently we're lucky to get Kate.
Why is that? Trouble at Yurt's?
Yes, it is something like that. Shame you're missing the cricket, but I'm afraid this was the only day.
Yes, I know.
Edgeley, tough opposition.
We've just got to hope Harrison's plan works.
What plan's that?
Playing both Lily and Anisha.
That should be interesting.
That's one way of putting it. But you never know. We might just pull it off.
Oh, listen to that, Kirsty.
Is that a black cap?
Probably. Might have been a garden warbler, of course.
Yeah. No, I can't see it. It's right in the middle of the bush.
Robert would know, but I'm not sure enough to put it on my list. Ah, that's a nuthatch, though. I can have that.
Oh, I'm so glad I made it out of bed.
Sorry, Kirsty.
Oh, hi, Pip.
Well, I need to get back to Brookfield. But thanks for organising this.
Oh, thanks for coming.
Are you off, Pip?
Shh. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I think I'll go with you. Then I'll make Chris breakfast in bed and go back to sleep.
Oh, lucky you.
I've been summoned to a family lunch later. The meeting afterwards. Apparently we're discussing the future of the farm.
Well, we've had some meetings like that recently.
Please, you two.
Oh, sorry. We'll go now.
Sorry, Linda. Thanks, Kirsty. See you soon.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm pretty sure there was a willow warbler, but I could barely hear it. I'll see what Robert thinks.
Okay. You're doing really well, Henry.
Am I being quiet?
Yeah, you are. You've learned some of the birds.
Blackbird!
Oh, well done.
Right, go and tell Jim you knew what it was. He'll be pleased.
Okay, Mummy.
Is Jack still asleep?
I know, I can't believe it. Oh, it's such a good idea, Kirsty.
Well done for suggesting it.
Well, we both did, really.
I thought we'd be lucky to get half a dozen turning up.
Yeah, especially at such short notice.
I know.
Do you fancy going for a drink this evening?
If I'm still awake. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, we can make it an early one. We deserve it.
Definitely.
I was right. It was a willow warbler.
Yeah, very good.
And Robert said that if you listen carefully, you can hear a tree creeper as well.
Oh, stupid thing's not working.
You might as well give up, Kate.
But it's usually okay when I call Nolly and Sipo.
Well, it's always bad on Sundays. Everyone's online.
Well, never mind. Here are the coffees.
Oh, thanks, Jerry.
Do you want a hand, Mum?
Well, if you wouldn't mind passing them round.
Sure.
Well, at least your father's already spoken to Debbie.
And Adam.
Yeah, how come you've already spoken to them about whatever it is, but not me and Alice?
Don't worry, Kate, all will be revealed shortly.
We're always being excluded, aren't we, Alice?
No one's trying to exclude you, darling.
Yeah, and Dad is telling us now.
So, come on then, Bright, spill the beans.
Yes, all right. You're going to sit down, Jenny.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Right, what I'm proposing is this. That we all become partners in Home Farm.
So, you're saying the cottages might not come to me and Alice?
Yep, that's correct, but you'll all be partners, each with individual shares and voting rights. You can decide what happens to them between you.
We're hardly going to throw you out on the street, Kate.
But you and Debbie are both getting two shares, while me, Alice and Rory only get one. What if you turn against us?
Oh, come on.
Oh, they'd never do that, darling.
I can assure you, no one has any intention of evicting you from your homes. It's just that they become an asset of the partnership.
Okay, Dad. That's cool.
Thank you, Alice.
I'm just pointing out a potential flaw, that's all.
Point duly noted.
Good.
But the whole point of doing this is to make sure no one loses out.
Plus, if you're really worried about the extra shares, Kate, they only apply so long as Debbie and I continue to manage the farm. That's the only reason for them.
Debbie's hardly a hands-on manager, though, is she?
I still run my plans by her first. She's involved in all the major decisions we make.
Quite. I mean, we still see her as a great asset to the farm.
Yes, well, yes, she is. And I'm sure she would do more if she could.
I'm sure she would too.
What if I want to get more involved on the farm?
Nothing would please me more.
Maybe I'll have a bigger role one day, you know, with all the technology.
You've still got a way to go, Alice.
No, I know, but, I mean, is this all set in stone once we've agreed it? Could we change it in the future?
Of course we could, with due processes in place.
Well, if Alice gets an extra share for that, then surely I should get one too. For Spiritual Home, it's just as important.
I'm sorry, Kate, but
no. It's
not
the same thing at all.
Oh, that is stretching it a little, darling.
No, it isn't.
All right, everybody, we'll have plenty of time to discuss these issues further. But can I just ask if we all agree in principle that having shares in the farm is a good idea?
Well, I think that went about as well as we could have hoped.
Even Kate had calmed down by the end.
I thought they all seemed quite keen, actually.
Well, so long as they're willing to embrace the spirit of compromise.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And besides, They'll all have a chance to read a formal agreement through before they sign up for anything.
Exactly. Just a shame we couldn't get hold of Debbie.
No, well... Oh, that's perfect timing.
Not exactly.
No, but better late than never.
Losing by 8 wickets. That's not good.
Oh, I bet Harrison's disappointed.
Mm, he's drowning his sorrows as we speak.
Oh, how did Lily and Anisha do?
I gather it was a bit of a struggle. Wish I could have played.
Oh, dear.
Perhaps having 2 novices in against Edgley wasn't the best idea.
I thought you didn't have any choice.
Only once it excluded people who didn't turn up to nets.
But that's fair, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I admire the principle. But hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Oh, sorry, Adam. Kirsty? Oh,
hiya.
Got you a drink.
Oh, thanks.
Well, sounds as if you had a good morning.
Yeah, the walk went pretty well, thanks.
Yeah, it did.
Anyway, I'd better go and find Ian. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Oh, I've just been looking at the picture of the SSSI on Eddie's website.
Oh, does it look good?
No. It's really disappointing. It's hardly any colour at all.
Oh, you'd have thought some of the wildflowers would be coming out by now.
I know. Maybe they have later ones in their species mix.
Maybe. I've got some news for you.
Oh, yeah?
My degree absolute's come through.
Really? Oh, Helen, that's fantastic.
I know.
Why didn't you mention it earlier?
Oh, I didn't want to spoil the mood of the walk.
Oh, for goodness sake, it would have made it even better. Isn't that too quick? Rob hasn't contacted you, has he?
No, no, don't worry. Though I do wonder if he's going to try on Jack's birthday.
Oh, he wouldn't dare.
No, I don't think he will either.
What are you doing for Jack?
Just a family get-together.
Perfect for a little one.
Yeah, nice and relaxed.
That's nice. How come it came through so quickly?
Well, Rob signed an acknowledgement of service form before he tried taking Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Which meant he promised not to contest the divorce.
Right.
So after the court processed the forms, I got the decree in eyesight quite quickly.
And now you've got the absolute as well.
Yeah. Oh, such a relief.
I bet it is. Oh, I'm so pleased for you.
Thanks.
Oh, it's a beautiful spring day, and you're a free woman.
We've finished clearing the bedroom, Mum.
Oh, well done.
And I've started moving my stuff out.
How about the living room and kitchen?
Oh, there's still some cleaning to do in the kitchen, but we're getting there.
Right.
Don't worry, we'll definitely be out by tonight.
You said you were going to touch up the paint in the bathroom.
I'm going to do the first coat later, after milking, then finish tomorrow, if that's okay.
Oh, that's fine.
Sooner we can get it ready, sooner we can get bookings, especially this time of year. What does Gran think about us moving out of Rick Yard?
I've just told her we've decided to let it again, and that you and Toby want to find your own place.
Okay.
We're not telling her any more than that.
Right.
Is there anything you need a hand with?
Oh, no, no, we're fine. I managed to get Toby to chuck out some old clothes. They really needed to go.
Are you getting rid of some of your stuff?
Probably. I'm leaving it all in the barn for now, but I'll sort it when I get time.
Okay.
Toby's invited me round for a meal on Wednesday.
What, at the bungalow?
Yeah. He's okayed it with Bert and Rex. Though it sounds
like... You haven't told us where you're staying yet, Pip.
Oh, I'm staying with Tor, from Young Farmers.
Tor?
I have mentioned her before. She lives in Waterley Cross.
That's a bit far.
No, it's fine. I'll be on a sofa bed, but the rent's cheap.
You shouldn't be on a sofa bed, Pip.
It's not a problem, Mum. Anyway, it won't be for long. Toby's already looking at places online.
Well, that could take ages.
Oh, no, it shouldn't do.
And rents aren't cheap these days, either.
We'll manage. Anyway,
Actually, Pip... Me and your dad have been thinking.
What about?
We reckon it'd be better if you moved back in with us.
But there's no room.
We can make room.
Really?
Yeah, we don't want you spending money on rent if you don't have to.
What about Toby?
Well, he's got the bungalow.
But we still want to live together.
Well, you can stay until you find somewhere then.
Well, I could stay in the dining room, I suppose.
No, not the dining room. We're going to talk to Josh and Ben about sharing.
No way. No, you're not asking them to share.
They will if I tell them to.
No, Mum. It's either the dining room or I go and stay with Tor. I mean it.
Eddie, another for you.
Oh, what can I do for you, Jill?
Would it be all right if I come over to see Bartleby? I hear he's got a new friend.
Oh, yeah, Jem. Shula's done us all a big favour there.
So I understand.
Oh, you've never seen an animal perk up like he did. It took him a while at first, but now you can't separate them.
I know Joe is very concerned.
Oh, we all were. Any road, you're more than welcome.
Thank you. I've got a card to drop in for Clary's birthday, too. It's this Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We're having a meal at the ball.
That sounds nice.
I wanted to do more, but... Well, we just can't afford it right now.
That's a shame.
We may not even get to the ball if the B&B guests don't get here on time. Plus, if they want stuff sorting out.
I hope we do.
Yeah, I expect we'll manage something. It's Neil's 60th coming up soon and all.
Is he planning a big celebration?
No. He says he doesn't want to make a fuss, just a quiet night in.
Well, if that's all he wants.
I told him he should combine it with Linda's 70th if he's worried about the cost.
Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting combination. Now, Kirsty tells me you've got a picture of the SSSI on your website.
Oh, yeah, Dad wanted us to put it on there.
I haven't seen it myself, but Kirsty was a bit disappointed.
Yeah, I know. She rang earlier.
Did she?
Oh, I told her it's too early to see everything at its best.
Well, when I was at Lower Loxley the other day, the meadow there was full of flowers. And they took all their seeds from yours originally.
Yeah, but they've probably got different soil, and the microclimate won't be the same.
Oh, I thought they were. They specifically chose it because of the similarities.
But ours suffers from a lot of shade. When it rains, the water tends to stay in there, and that affects the growth.
Surely it can't be that difficult to manage. They're wildflowers, after all.
Yeah, to be honest, Jill, you're best off speaking to Dad. He knows more about it than I do.
Oh. Perhaps we can have a look at it when I go round.
Yeah, I told Kirsty to wait another 3 or 4 weeks. That's when it'll be in full bloom.
Surely there'll be something to see before then.
Oh, it won't be at its best, though. I almost wish people didn't know about it. Then they wouldn't come and tramp down all the good stuff.
Well, in that case... Perhaps you shouldn't advertise it on your website.
No, you've got a point there. Any road, I'd better not keep you.
That's all right. When will we be seeing you again at Brookfield?
You tell me. It ain't going to be any time soon by the sound of it.
Oh?
Not after what Pip told us about all the cutbacks.
No, of course. Yes.
Yeah, it was quite a shock when she said there won't be any more work.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
No, well, I understand where you're coming from. After the IBR and that tractor breaking down.
We have had to make some very hard decisions.
I'm sure we'll manage somehow.
But you shouldn't have to lose out because of our mistakes.
That's life, though, isn't it? I expect I'll find something else.
I hope so, Eddie.
Thanks.
Now, if you'll excuse me...
Were you going in the shop?
No, I've changed my mind.
She shouldn't have to sleep in the dining room, though.
Well, she could just stay with this friend, I suppose.
No, I'm going to talk to Josh and Ben.
Oh, good luck with that. Do you want a coffee?
No, you're OK. I'm going to meet Usha for lunch.
OK. Still, at least one good thing's come out of this. Toby moving out.
I know you and Jill would love to see the back of him, but I wouldn't count your chickens just yet.
Oh, please, let me.
He's invited around for a meal on Wednesday.
Oh. Does Bert know?
He's going out, apparently. And she's still wearing Toby's charm bracelet.
That doesn't prove anything.
She didn't move out of Rickyard because she doesn't want to live with him, David.
No,
you should give Pip credit for putting the interests of the farm above her own.
You've changed your tune.
I know. But she's trying really hard to help put things right.
Just in time for a coffee, Mum.
No, thank you, David.
Anyway, I must go. I'll be late for Usha.
Oh, right. Bye, Ruth.
Bye. See you both later.
Okay.
I've got a bone to pick with you, David.
Oh, why's that?
Eddie's just told me that we're not giving the Grundys any more work.
Well, no, we can't afford...
And you got Pip to tell them?
She offered to.
Why didn't you tell me things were that bad?
I'm sorry, Mum. We didn't want to worry you.
I'm not a child, David.
No, I know.
And would I be right in assuming that's why we're renting out Rickyard?
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just tell me the truth?
I'm sorry, Mum. But honestly, we haven't taken any of these decisions lightly.
Is there anything else you haven't told me?
No, honestly, there's nothing else.
So when exactly
Did you decide to pension me off?
Oh, please, Mum, no one's pensioned you off.
Well, that's what it feels
no,
like.
No, we never meant
to... You could see how upset Eddie was, and I didn't even know. They rely on us.
I know, but it won't be forever. We just can't give them anything in the foreseeable future.
We've been working with the Grundys for decades.
Yes, I know we have.
And you know how tight things are for them.
Well, they're tight for us too, otherwise we wouldn't be doing it.
Then at least have the courtesy to tell me next time.
We will, Mum, I promise.
In fact, why don't we sit down now and go through everything you're planning and what you've already planned.
All right. You're right. We should never have kept you in the dark.
No, you shouldn't. So, tell me, just how much do we actually owe?
Well, with the compensation, the vet's bills, the impact on the herd, and then the
just
tractor...
Just tell me, David.
It's thousands, Mum. It's tens of thousands.
I see. As you know, I have quite a lot of money in savings.
No, Mum.
Plus, there's the rent from Glebe Cottage.
No, please.
And seeing that Pip wouldn't take my money for the mob grazing, I want you to have it instead.
No, Mum, you can't do that.
Why not? It makes perfect sense.
Things aren't that bad yet.
I beg to differ.
No, there is a huge difference between not being able to employ the Grundys and going cap in hand to my own mother.
David!
Mum. I appreciate the offer. I really, really do. But me and Ruth and Pip, we've got to sort this out ourselves. And we will.
All right. But if it gets any worse, promise me you'll take the money.
OK, Mum. If it gets a whole lot worse, then, yes, I promise we will. But it's not going to.
At least Ed's still got tomorrow's shearing at Brookfield.
That's his last job with you, though, isn't it?
I know. I'm sorry, Eddie.
Oh, you did what you had to, Pip. But as usual, just Grundy's on the receiving end.
You know, if there was another way...
Oh, I know. It's always just one of those things.
At least you understand. Most people don't.
How do you mean?
Our reputation has gone right down the pan.
Yeah, that's true. But in the meantime, you just got to keep struggling along, ain't you?
I hope it's not going to be too long, Eddie.
Yeah, so long as I'm first in line when you start taking people on again.
You will be, I promise.
Any road, I'm off to see someone about a landscaping job.
Oh, good luck. And if you hear of anything else, I'll let you know.
All right. Keep your hair on.
See you, Eddie.
Keep driving like that, mate, and you'll get someone killed.
But we didn't tell her because we didn't want to upset her.
I know, but it's just made things worse. And now she wants to give us her savings.
You didn't say yes, did you?
What'd you take me for?
Are you talking about Gran?
Oh, hi, Pip. I didn't see you there.
You can't let her pay for my mistake.
We're not going to.
It's bad enough already with Ed and Eddie.
Pip, we won't be taking her money, I promise.
No, it's up to us to sort
it. I don't want anyone else losing out because of me.
You can't keep taking all the blame.
Why not?
Because it's our responsibility too.
How did you get on with the bathroom, by the way?
Yes, I've done the first coat.
Great. I'll give you a hand with the second if you want.
Maybe.
I'm a dab hand with skirting boards, you know.
Am I staying in the dining room, by the way?
Yeah, I thought we said.
No.
Well, it's only for tonight. I told Ben and Josh.
No, I said not to, Mum.
No, it's okay. They've agreed.
Really?
Yeah, with only the tiniest bit of arm twisting.
David, that's not helping.
I'll go and stay with Tor.
No, Pip. Ben's moving in with Josh tomorrow and you're going into his room.
But, Mum...
Honestly, Pip, the boys are fine with it. And besides, we really want you here.
All right, then. I'll do it.
Thanks, love.
We know how much you've been through recently.
So's everyone else.
Yeah, but we can see how you're trying to make things better. Especially giving up Rickyard.
Oh, that's nothing.
No, Pip, it's a big thing. Asking Toby to move out as well. We know how hard that must have been. And we really appreciate the sacrifice.
I'm hardly seeing Justin all week. Would you mind pushing that box a little bit closer, Lillian?
All right. He's completely obsessed with the divorce.
Oh, these things always take a lot of sorting out. It's Especially in their case, I'd imagine.
Miranda's making it as difficult as possible. She's contesting everything. Not that Justin's any better. Even Damara's taken a back seat for now.
Oh, which isn't like Justin.
No. Do you know, in a funny sort of way, I think he's rather enjoying it.
Oh, do you?
I think he sees it as the most titanic business deal of his life. And he's absolutely determined to win.
Oh, I always think it's rather a shame pulling up forget-me-nots. Oh, they're so pretty. But if you don't control them, they do tend to take over.
I wish he could just take a step back sometimes. He'll give himself a heart attack at this rate.
Sounds to me as if he thrives on it.
Really? Honestly, Jenny, I'm worried about how intense it's becoming. Nothing I say or do seems to make any difference.
Oh, you do sound rather down.
Well, I can't really concentrate on anything else.
Well, what about all those things that you were going to do at the Dower House? You were really looking forward to that.
I know. Upholsterer, woman about the curtains. Do you know, and I'm thinking about remodelling the main bathroom.
Perhaps you need something else, like gardening.
You know it's never really been my thing.
Well, I've always found it helps me to unwind. Especially when Brian gets too caught up in things. Well, at least our discussion about the new partnership went well.
Mm. Yeah, Adam was saying he thought it was a step in the right direction.
And I'm sure Brian won't be completely settled until the agreement's actually been signed.
Of course.
Still, it's good that we've got everything sorted out with Brookfield.
Mm. That was a mess, wasn't it?
Mm. Well, it's thank goodness that David and Ruth saw sense and paid us compensation.
Yeah. And Tony, too.
Oh, yes, yes. So hopefully we can put it all behind us now.
Mm. Hopefully.
Oh, golly, did you hear my knees then?
I wish I knew what Matt was up to.
Yeah, it's very odd the way he just turned up again.
I don't trust him, Jenny.
Well, of course you don't.
You won't believe what Justin just asked me to do.
Oh, what now?
He wants me to make the presentation to the BL board about this wretched broiler unit in Ramsbury.
But that's today, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just over 2 hours. Got no time to prepare at all.
Why did he ask you?
Apparently something's come up in London. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's all I need too. It'll be the divorce that's keeping him there, damn it.
It's his pet project. He shouldn't be relying on me. There's no way I can do it justice.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Perhaps you can have a word with him, Lillian. Tell him it's not on.
Oh, I wouldn't count on it.
Right, well, I'm going to head off to the BL offices and get my head down to prep. I'm telling you now, I'm not happy. See you later.
Well, good luck.
You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. It's not like Justin to put important business on one side. I really don't know what's got into him.
Bill, I've got some lovely fish for you. Oh. Hello, Linda.
Peggy.
You haven't seen Bill, have you? It's very strange. He's been pestering me for food ever since I stopped giving him treats. But
Peggy,
now I can't find him anywhere.
I'm so sorry, Peggy.
Whatever's the matter?
I'm afraid I have seen Bill. He's been hit by a car.
Oh, no.
We didn't see it, but we heard something, and then...
Where is he?
Outside with Robert. At the side of the road.
Is he?
He's alive, but he's very badly hurt.
As you can see, I've put him on oxygen to help his breathing, and he's had a powerful painkiller.
Thank you, Alicia.
Do you know if he's passed any urine since it happened?
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Now, as you can see on the x-ray, his pelvis is fractured here.
Oh, no.
And one of his hips is dislocated.
Oh, Peggy.
But what concerns me more is what we can see here, where his abdomen is. You see the white area there?
Yes.
Well, that means there's fluid in his abdomen. And one explanation for that is when the bladder's ruptured.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
Well...
Please, be honest, Anisha. What are the chances of Bill surviving?
I think what we have to consider is how much pain we'd be putting him through if we keep him going. And there are no guarantees even then.
Then the humane thing would be to put him down?
I think it would be, yes.
Oh, Peggy, I'm so sorry.
Can you believe someone could be so wicked?
Oh, leaving a poor, defenceless animal to die like that. Oh.
Yeah. Whoever did it can't have any conscience at all.
How do you think Mum's taken it?
Well, I'm sure she'll be so upset. Remember when she lost Ben?
Yeah, she was devastated. But, you know, that wasn't long after Jack died, was it?
I know Bill had a good life, but, oh, it's such an awful way for him to go. I do hope Mum's okay.
Poor Christine, so upset.
Don't you think it's a bit excessive, though?
How do you mean?
She's been in her room crying ever since I told her.
Well, she was very fond of Bill.
But he wasn't even her cat. Poor Jill's been stuck up there with her ever since she got here.
Hmm. Oh, good. Jennifer. She said she'd come straight over.
And Lillian too.
Oh, Mum, I am so sorry.
It's such a terrible thing to happen.
Yes, it's been an awful shock.
How are you feeling?
Oh, all right. A little sad.
Well, you must be.
Anisha was very good with him. She assured me it was the best thing to do. And he was a good age.
Well, that's very brave of you.
Well, there's no point in getting too upset.
I wonder if we'll ever find out who the driver was.
Probably not.
Well, whoever they are, they're an abject coward. Oh, did you bring these flowers, Linda?
Oh, yes. Yes, they're from our garden.
Oh, they're lovely.
Yes, it was a very kind thought.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, Linda. Well, for everything you and Robert have done. Alas, that we could do no more.
Will you have Bill cremated, Mum?
No, I want to bury him here in the garden.
Robert's offered to dig the grave.
Where are you going to put him?
I haven't decided yet. Do you want to help me choose?
Yes, yes, all right.
Come on, then.
Oh, you want to do it now?
Why not? I'd rather be doing something.
Well, would you prefer him in the shade or the sun?
He used to love sitting under that tree, watching the birds.
I must say, she's doing remarkably well under the circumstances.
Ah, that's quite typical.
I do hope it doesn't hit her later.
I'll keep an eye out, just in case.
But I'm afraid this incident confirms all my worst fears. It's precisely why we need Speedwatch.
Yes, yes, of course.
It's just rather unfortunate we've had such a disappointing response to our training day next week.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yes, it's just Robert, Neil, Jim and me. Ideally, we should have several more.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Well, if we don't take it seriously, next time it could be one of us. And I, for one, I'm not prepared to stand by and let that happen.
Brian?
It was even worse than I thought it was going to be.
Well, what was?
My presentation about the broiler unit at Ramsbury, of course.
Oh. Oh, well,
there was no chance of getting it through. They could see I was winging it.
I'm sure you did your best, though.
Yeah, but frankly, Justin should never have dropped me in it like that. Next time I see
him,
I shall...
Did you hear about Mum's cat?
No. What about it?
He's been run over. Anisha had to put him down.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And it was a hit and run, right outside the lodge. Isn't that dreadful?
A hit and run, you say?
Yes. You hear about these things, but you never ever
think...
When
did it happen?
Oh, well, about 10 o'clock this morning.
10 o'clock, you say?
Yes, but why on earth do you keep repeating everything, Brian?
I think it was me, Jenny.
What?
I was thinking about the stupid presentation. I was not really concentrating. And then I felt a bump.
Oh, how could you, Brian?
Well, when I looked in the mirror, I thought... Well, I just thought it was a bag of clothes or something like
that.
Oh, there's
no excuse at all. And you didn't even stop to check.
Yeah, but if I'd known, of course I would.
Oh, and Mum's absolutely heartbroken. Not to mention poor Auntie Chris. And Linda, who found him.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to tell Peggy, aren't I? am so sorry, Peggy. I've no idea what came over me.
It really isn't like Brian at all.
No,
you were obviously going too fast. And you didn't even have the guts to stop and see what you'd done.
No, you're quite right. It's unforgivable.
Poor Chris has been beside herself since she found out. Jill had a job to calm her down.
Mum, Brian's been wondering if there's anything he can do to try and make it up to you.
Yes, I mean, obviously I'll cover the vet's bill and any funeral expenses.
We've buried him in the garden.
Well, perhaps you'd like me to make a donation to charity. Or are you thinking of getting another kitten?
It's too soon for that.
No, sorry.
If it wasn't for your reckless driving, this would never have happened.
I couldn't agree more, Mum.
Just think if it had been a person instead.
Yes, which is why there's someone else that Brian needs to go and see.
Hello, Brian.
Linda, I need to see you about something.
Oh, yes?
Jenny tells me you're looking for more people to sign up for Speedwatch.
Well, we are a little down on numbers, yes.
Well, you can put me down. And Jenny, too.
Oh, Brian, that's splendid. Thank you.
Lillian and Kate have said they'll do it as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, we all heard about the tragic incident this morning.
Oh, I know. Wasn't it dreadful?
Absolutely. So the least we can do is try and ensure it doesn't happen again.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I really do appreciate your generosity, Brian, giving up your valuable time.
Think nothing of it.
If only others were as public-spirited as you.
Well, one does what one can.
No, no. Honestly, Brian, it speaks volumes. It really does.
Well, some things are just too important not to get behind.
Oh, poor Bill. He was such a wonderful companion to Peggy.
Yes, he was.
It really is like losing a member of the family.
I suppose it must be.
I'd hate to be the person who ran him over. And then to drive away without stopping?
No, dreadful.
Their conscience must be weighing very heavily.
Absolutely. It doesn't bear thinking about.
Indeed. But at least we know we're doing all we can to stop it happening again.
Yes, we do.
And if Speedwatch succeeds in making our roads safe, then Bill's passing will not have been in vain.
Shift, Rex. It's already clean.
No, it isn't. Move. Oh,
why are you doing this?
Because it needs doing.
I've never seen you do it before.
Yeah, funny.
I can't see the point anyway.
What? Why not?
Well, Pip knows what you're like.
Maybe you don't think it's worth the effort on those rare occasions you actually have a friend round, but I do.
Everything just right for the perfect romantic evening.
How long do you think we've got before Bert gets back?
Depends how exciting the cribbage is.
Should be at least 9, I reckon. And you're off soon, right?
I was thinking of calling in sick.
No, no way.
It's a joke, Toby, don't worry.
Good.
I thought of staying here while you two get all jiggy is enough to turn my stomach.
We haven't seen each other since Monday.
Two whole days, wow.
Nothing is going to spoil our evening.
Oh, do you have to? Oh, it stinks.
It's mountain fresh pine. Lovely.
Just remember, Toby, this is my home, not yours.
Wrong. I pay Bert rent, just like you, and he's here on the grace and favour of David Archer.
So?
So, the bungalow, rickyard, they're part of Brookfield, we're all just tenants.
You've only been here 5 minutes.
Would I object if you brought a woman back? Not that there's much chance.
Is it 4 courses or 5 you're making this time?
The takeaway is on order. It's not a problem.
Ah, it's just weird, ordering it in advance. You don't even know what Pip wants.
No, I do. She always has the same.
Shouldn't she be here by now?
What? Oh, damn. You're right.
Perhaps she stood you up.
No, she'd never do that.
You sure?
Maybe I'll give her a call anyway.
That all seems to be okay. Alice, hello.
Hi.
thought you had Ed on board to sort out things like this.
I was just passing. Saw the trough wasn't filling properly.
Ah, right.
I'm sure he would have spotted it when he next came up here. He's very keen.
Ooh, anyway.
Yes. Has Brian sent you to spy on me?
No. I've just been over to see Gran.
Oh, how is she?
Well, she says she's okay. But if it was me, I'd be feeling really angry. And sad as well.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get over someone doing a hit and run on your cat.
Especially when it's your son-in-law.
Exactly. Can you believe Dad did that?
Even by Brian's standards, it was pretty insensitive.
Insensitive? Brutal, I'd call it. Not to mention, probably illegal.
I'm not sure about that.
If it isn't, it should be.
Well, you'd like to see your father in prison, would you?
Well, I don't know about that. But he certainly deserves some form of punishment.
That's where Speedwatch comes in.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how Kate's been pulled in as well.
And Lillian.
Has she?
I expect it'll be good for their moral fiber. Perhaps you should volunteer too.
Oh, like you're doing.
Touché. I managed to swerve that one.
Yeah. Mum really piled the pressure on, though. And with Chris.
I told her Ian and I are far too busy, which is true.
Yes, yeah, same here.
Anyway, I don't suppose you came up here just to check out the herbal lays.
Actually, I was tempted. It's a good system you've got here.
I like to think so.
Have you finished now?
Yes, time to knock off.
Do you fancy a pint?
Got the ball?
Yeah, of course.
Sure, why not?
You don't want to be late for your shift?
Don't worry, I'm fine.
Are you checking out the opposition?
As a matter of fact, yes. I need to keep an eye on farm machinery prices.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of Josh again, would you?
What was it Pip said when you phoned?
She's running a bit late. Had a busy day.
Shame you ordered the takeaway so early.
It's keeping warm in the oven.
Must take some getting used to, though. Not actually living together anymore.
It's only temporary, till we find a new place. I've been looking online.
Seen anywhere good?
Yeah, a few places.
It's funny having to split up before you can move back in together.
Yeah, it's only because we had to.
I mean, if Bert hadn't been standing by with this place, who knows? Could have ended up on the street.
Yeah, right. Like that was ever going to happen. Ah, that'll be Pip.
Better late than never.
Hi, Pip.
Sorry, I'm even later than I said I'd be.
That's okay.
I had to give Dad a hand with something.
It doesn't matter. Rex is still here, by the way.
Hi, Pip.
Hi.
Don't worry, I'll be off soon.
No, it's nice to see you.
And you.
Hopefully we've got at least 2 or 3 hours before Bert gets back.
Oh, it's a bit like being a teenager again.
What, worrying about the parents?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I've been finding some flats online.
Great.
Yeah, we can look through them after we've eaten.
Okay. Oh, something smells good.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a takeaway.
Right.
Anyway, I'll leave you two lovebirds to it.
Oh. See you, Rex.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
You don't think it's a bit early for food?
No, I thought we could eat first, seeing as we haven't got that long.
Actually, Toby, do you mind? I'm not that hungry yet.
Oh.
Sorry, I had one of Gran's flapjacks before I left.
Okay. What do you want to do instead? Look at the flats, watch a movie, or shall we just go to bed?
Good old Adam, still into all your old-fashioned technology.
Hey, less of the good old Adam, thank you. And besides, we don't need all your high-tech with mob grazing.
Oh, that's so you, Adam.
And there's no need for it. Oh. Just pasture plants soaking up the sun's energy and turning it into food for animals and humans.
Oh, the ultimate renewable energy source. I get it, despite being a tech geek.
Well, you're not just a tech geek, though.
Oh, no, definitely not. I'm up for learning about all the other ways of farming, too.
So, where are you going to start?
Well, I can always ask you, can't I? Though, let's be fair, I'm not giving up just yet on the idea that new technology is still a huge part of the future.
Ah, now we see her true colours.
But you know that technology is not going to go away.
Well, yes, I can't deny.
But what I really want to know is how we bring together traditional ways of thinking with all the latest developments.
You're right. There needs to be an integrated approach.
Well, exactly. And when I listen to you banging on about organic matter and soil...
At least someone's listening.
Well, I can see we need to be. We want farm to be sustainable in the long term.
It's true. And believe it or not, I do appreciate there are plenty of things technology can do to help improve practice. Hmm. Trouble is, what you see all too often is someone being dazzled by a bright new shiny piece of kit.
Oh, I know. They see it in a glossy brochure or at a show.
Mm. And then the salesman comes onto them with the hard sell. And suddenly, our friend's bought this brand new whizzy machine, but he doesn't actually know what he can do with it.
Well, if the salesman did their job properly, it wouldn't happen like that. Good salespeople should make sure the buyer knows what they're getting. Mm,
but they don't always do that, do they?
Yeah, okay, not always.
I'm not attacking you, Alice.
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's say I come up to you and ask how new technology can improve on mob grazing in terms of efficiency and profitability. Mm. Where would you start?
I didn't realise this was turning into a job interview.
No, I'm genuinely interested to hear what you think.
Okay. Well, what I'd say is that even if you've got a really species-rich pasture to begin with, the mob grazing is going to change its composition over time.
Okay.
The grazing will affect different species in different ways. Some are going to thrive, while others won't. And that means the balance between them changes.
Have you been doing some homework?
Oh, shut up. Anyway, what I'm saying is, if you leave it unchecked, eventually the changes make a difference to the health and growth rates of the cattle.
I'm very impressed so far.
Oh, don't patronise me.
No, I'm not. I'm impressed, honestly.
Oh, so basically, if you're stuck on the ground trying to spot or measure these changes, well, it's not going to be that efficient, is it?
It's certainly true. You don't always pick them up straight away.
But if you've got the right software, using aerial or satellite imaging, you'll notice them much quicker. And that way, you can fine-tune the system to keep the optimum species balance, leading to bigger profits. Ta-da! Even Eccles agrees with me. See, maybe we don't have such differing views about it as you might think.
It doesn't matter, Toby.
Sorry. I kept thinking Bert might get home at any moment.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You know he's...
I know. I just couldn't concentrate.
Yeah. Well, maybe we shouldn't always expect to... But, you know...
Why not?
What I mean is, there's nothing wrong with just talking.
We do that anyway.
We don't have to jump into bed together every time, though.
No, I suppose not.
Oh, do you think that's Bert?
I don't know. Oh, God, I hate having to think about what he's doing all the time.
It is his house. I don't think it was him, anyway.
Good.
Well, what do you want to do now?
Whatever you like.
I mean, at least when you eat from cartons, you don't have any washing up to do.
Yeah. Maybe we should go out next time, into Borchester or Felpersham.
We haven't got any money, though.
No. Okay. At least when we get a flat, it won't be a problem.
How do you mean?
Ah, I haven't shown you those sites yet, but if we find one in Felpersham...
Oh, Toby, that's crazy. We don't earn nearly enough money to get a place in Felpersham, or even Borchester.
But you haven't seen...
No, Toby, I know. There's no point in looking.
Why can't we just move back into Rickyard?
Yeah, you know why.
But there's got to be another solution.
No. Renting out Rickyard will bring in loads of cash for the farm. If we let it regularly.
That's a big if.
It did well before. It's exactly what we need.
Okay, how about going somewhere tomorrow? Even if it's just the bull, I don't care.
Look, I can't. I told Gran I'd help her with supper.
You can do that another night.
I promised. I can't keep letting my family down.
All right. How about Friday?
Okay. That's definitely him now.
Hey, it doesn't mean you have to go.
No, I should. It's not the same with Bert here.
Oh, hang on, that's not enough.
No, Toby, don't.
All right.
No, I've got to go.
Okay, then.
I'll see you soon.
Friday. I'm making gin all day tomorrow.
Yep, great. Friday is...
6 o'clock at the Bull. Don't forget, will you?
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, I made a couple of trips down to Newmarket, Latif.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And I talked to a couple of stud managers. Jordan Hammerfield, Trevor Bascom, don't know if you know him.
I know them both very well.
Small world, isn't it?
At that level, yes, it is.
Trevor's a nice guy. Well, they both are.
So, Matt, you're interested in breeding stock?
Yeah, and they were very helpful. But what I'm really looking for are some studs closer to home.
You mean in Borsetshire?
There or thereabouts. And I'm very much hoping I've come to the right man.
Well, let's see. What level of investment are you looking to make?
We're an ambitious company. We're looking to breed for Class 3 upwards, ideally going on to the classics.
That is ambitious. So you're aiming for the higher handicaps?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And in that sense, money really is no object.
Well, I can think of a few people it'd be worth calling on.
Excellent.
You said it was Brian Aldridge who gave you my name.
Yeah, that's right. Brian's an old business colleague. We go back a long way.
Brian's a good man.
Yeah. And when he told me you were the preeminent man in these parts when it comes to racing matters, well, it was hard to quibble.
I have to admit, a passion for the chase.
Yeah, I can see that, Latif. It shines out of you. More water.
Thank you, but I'd wait for the main course. You know, I've heard quite a lot about you too, Matt.
Not all of it good, I dare say.
To be honest, no.
I'm not going to try and hide, Latif. I made some mistakes, and I've paid for them.
Including a spell in prison?
Yeah. And it taught me a very valuable lesson. Don't do it again.
No, because that would be incredibly stupid.
Precisely. But I can assure you I've put all that behind me. Things are very different now.
Anyone can say that.
Yes, they can. And occasionally they're telling the truth. Just as I am now.
I'm looking forward to Nets.
Good. At least one person is.
Aren't you?
No, it's just some of the remarks I've been getting about picking Lily and Anisha.
Oh, don't let it get to you, Harrison.
Well, I'm not really, Usha, but it could have been a... Oh, hi, Lily. Is everything okay?
Sorry, I can't stop. I'm going to be late.
What for?
My driving theory test.
Well, when is it?
A 4:15.
Oh, you've still got 25 minutes? The test centre's only about 5 minutes' walk.
Yes, I know, but I want to get there early. You know, make sure I'm prepared.
Are you very worried?
Of course I am. Freddie won't ever let me forget it.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him.
No, you mustn't. And I know you, Lily. You're an extremely bright and capable girl.
Yes, well, maybe, but...
Am I right in thinking you passed every section except one last time?
Yes, my hazard assessment. I just panicked when it started.
Well, at least this time you'll know what to expect.
Kind of.
Well, the thing to do with all these things is take a deep breath before you start, then relax and tell yourself, I can do this.
What if I can't?
No, you can, Lily. Don't even think about can't.
Focus on being positive.
Think about all those other exams you've passed with flying colours.
Yes, but this is different.
I mean it. Just say to yourself, I can do this. I know I can.
Of course you can.
I'm sure you're prepared thoroughly.
I probably know the highway code back.
Well, there you are, then. You'll fly through it, no problem.
I hope so.
Theory test. I know my stuff, and I'm going to pass.
OK.
Now, go on. Go and show them what you're made of. Mm,
thanks, Usha. I will. See you later.
Good luck. Well done. Proving once again why you came on board as the cricket team's motivational coach.
I was only telling her what she already knows.
Looks like you did the trick.
By the way, I'm not keeping you from your duties, am I?
Oh, I think I can cope with the current crime wave sweeping Borchester High Street.
You heading that way?
No, towards your office. No, why not? I'm thinking of asking Pip if she wants to come along to Nets. She was keen before.
Actually, I'd leave it if I were you.
Oh?
I think they're still regrouping at Brookfield after all the problems with the IBR.
Oh, you think she won't have time?
Well, from what Ruth's saying, it's all hands to the pump.
Oh, maybe I'll leave it then.
I would for now.
Oh, hey, mind how you go, lads.
Is Will going tonight?
I don't know. He's been off Nets for some weeks now. Says it's work.
But you think there's another reason? Mm,
apparently, he said to Barry that playing with women was like saddling yourself with a ball and chain.
Hardly a good team attitude. Mm. Well, we'll just have to prove him wrong, won't we?
I've read your brochure, of course.
And what do you think?
It all looks very impressive.
Most of what you see in there is down to Hugo, our MD. He's got very astute eye.
And he's based in Costa Rica?
No, London. About 90% of our business goes through the London office.
But you are building a race course in Costa Rica.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a fabulous location. Between you and me, Latif, it looks like it's going to be the jewel in our crown. It's a fantastic investment opportunity. And it already looks like the returns are going to be stupendous.
It sounds interesting. Though I must admit, I'm not that familiar with racing outside Europe.
Well, I have to say the Gulf is more our model going into this. But look, the sad part is we've had that many offers, we're not looking to take any more investors on at the moment.
Ah, well, that's a shame.
But, you know, if another window opens, I can certainly keep you posted. Now, about the breeding stock we were discussing.
Give Dad my love. All right, bye.
Was that your mum, Anisha?
Yeah.
How is she?
Oh, she's okay, thanks, Sheila. The pain's gone right down now. She says she hardly even notices.
Oh, that's good. And how's your dad?
He's okay. You know, getting by. They settle back into their old routine.
That must make it a lot easier after such a big disruption.
Yeah, it does.
I was thinking we could go for a hack this weekend, if you like.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm off on Saturday.
Okay. Oh, steady, Jimba. Oh, Matt. Hello.
Sheila, I've come to see Anisha, if that's all right.
Oh, of course. I'll leave you to it. Come on, Jimba. That's it. Good boy.
What can I do for you?
You've got 5 minutes.
Just a couple, I'm afraid. I should be getting back.
I'll be quick, then.
Okay.
Latif Hussain. Ring any bells?
Yeah. He's very well connected in the racing world.
That's right. And I've just had lunch with him. Looks like we'll be doing some business on the breeding side of things for the race course.
Right.
And you were saying you're on the lookout for new clients.
We certainly are. Is he looking to change his veterinary practice?
I got the sense that he may have had a few issues with his current vet.
And do you know who that is?
No, afraid not. But if it's helpful, I can make a few discreet inquiries next time I speak to him.
Oh, that'd be great, Matt. It'd be fantastic if we could get him in our books. It'd really take us up another level.
There is a quid pro quo, of course.
I expected there would be.
If, as you say, you could see your way to doing some of those pre-purchase exams on the studs for me...
Yeah, of course.
Then I shall see what I can find out from Latif.
What did Matt Crawford want?
Did Sheila tell you?
Oh, sorry. It's none of my business, really. I just didn't know you knew each other.
Well, we don't particularly.
And strictly speaking, no. It isn't any of your business.
Sorry, shouldn't have asked.
Though, actually, it might be, if things go well.
How's that?
Well, he's friends with Latif Hussain, you know, the guy who owns the racehorses. Mr. Hussain might be on the lookout for a new vet, so Matt's going to see what he can find out for us.
Oh, right.
And in return, I'll do a few pre-purchase exams for him.
So Matt reckons he can get Latif to sign up with us?
I'm not sure he'd go that far. He's just sussing out the lie of the land for us. Why? Is there a problem with that?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought you'd be pleased. This could be a really great opportunity for us.
Yeah, it could be.
Just think what it might mean for the practice, Alistair. This could be our ticket to the big time.
Congratulations, Lily.
Oh, it really helped talking to you, Anisha.
Well, I'm glad we could help.
Mum is so relieved I passed, especially with ASA starting next week.
Well, good luck with those. Oh, nice one, Johnny.
It means I'll miss a few more nets and matches, though.
Well, I really need you to turn up if you can.
I'll try.
Anyway, tonight I want you to do some catching practice after those 2 drops on Sunday.
OK. When are we getting our own changing room, by the way?
Right now, that's the least of my worries.
Oh, but it's so unfair. Everyone else gets to stay here while we have to go back to the pub. We're missing out on team talks.
I know. I promise I'll work something out. Now, if you want to go and join Chris and the others.
OK.
She looks happier.
Yeah, she passed.
Why so glum? Looks like a decent turnout.
No sign of Will, though.
Well, you mustn't let it get you down, Harrison.
It's difficult, though, when we're struggling, losing games we should be winning.
I still think you did the right thing picking the women, if only on principle.
A fat lot of good it did, though, if we're losing some of our good men, like Will.
Well, how about if I tell you I spoke to Will earlier?
Did you?
Yeah. We had a very interesting conversation.
Is he going to come tonight?
He still has some reservations, but I think I persuaded him to find time for Nets.
Well, then where is he?
He'll be here at 3:30.
Well, that's something at least.
Sorry I'm late.
We started 10 minutes ago, Anisha.
I know, tricky customer.
I want you to concentrate on tightening up your bowling. You need to stop giving away easy runs.
Okay.
Go to the end where Roy's batting. I'll be along in a minute.
All right.
Don't be too hard on her. She's very promising.
I know, but we've got to keep our discipline.
And if I were you, I'd be more optimistic about Will.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to keep working on him. I can see us turning a corner soon.
If you manage that, you're more of a genius than I thought you were.
The thing is, Harrison, I hate losing.
Oh, I thought you were more of a taking part sort of person.
Oh, no, we've got to win.
Really?
Now I've seen us losing as well, let me tell you, Harrison, winning is so much better.
I still don't like it.
I wouldn't worry too much. I'm sure Anisha can handle Matt.
Perhaps. But I could have said more. Warned her about the way he operates.
Here we are.
Oh, thanks.
But any decision concerning the surgery has to be taken by both of you. So you've always got the power of veto.
Maybe I should have told her about my gambling.
Why?
Well, to be honest with her. We are partners after all.
Would that mean telling her about the horse doping as well?
Oh, God, no. But if she really thinks Matt's a suitable person to do business with...
Perhaps you should tell her then.
But what if it compromises the partnership?
I don't think that's very likely. She doesn't have to know everything that happened between you two.
No. But what the hell is Matt doing hanging round anyway? After what he did to Lillian?
Who knows?
I suppose with any luck he might just disappear again before it becomes an issue.
Hopefully. He always did talk a better game than he played.
That's true. But still, Matt Crawford coming back to Ambridge. He's just got a very bad smell about it.
How was the spring fair?
Great. Loads of people.
Was everyone talking about Brexit?
No, it wasn't that sort of event.
Oh, come on. I would be if I was a farmer.
Why?
Well, it's all looking very uncertain. The subsidies, I mean.
Well, 2020 is still a long way off, and no one knows how it's actually going to pan out.
Well, don't you think it might be better for the industry if they did go? Aren't they just keeping some bad practices in place?
I wouldn't say so. Most farmers in this country do a pretty good job.
It's okay, Pip. Anisha's winding you up.
Hey, not entirely true, Rex. There's a serious argument to be had here.
And don't we just know it? Come on, guys, it's the weekend.
Oh, so all serious debate stops here?
Ah, I see you're all dressed up for a big night out.
We're on a run, Toby.
Ah, off you go then.
Okay, we'll leave you to your scintillating conversation.
Why don't you race to the top of Lakey Hill?
That's too easy.
Ah, it'll do for starters. Come on, Rex!
Hang on.
Young love, eh?
Are they together?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Why can't you and Rex just get on with each other?
Well, you know what it's like. You've got brothers. Did I mention how gorgeous you're looking tonight?
Yeah, right.
No, seriously.
Oh, come on, Toby. It's been a long week. I better look really grubby.
You smell fantastic, though. That heady scent of a milking parlour infused with a hint of silence.
Shut up. I'm not sure I want to stay out that long.
Oh, but this is to make up for the other night. Hey, it'll be fun, I promise.
Okay. Why are you looking like that?
Like what?
You're staring at me.
I love watching you. What's wrong with that?
That's weird. That's what?
Hey, come here.
No, Toby, don't. Not in front of everyone.
Oh, okay then. Hey, here's to getting through to the end of the week. Cheers.
Oh, at last! Welcome home, Justin.
Lillian, what a sight for sore eyes.
Come and sit down, darling. Look, I've got a lovely cool drink for you.
Oh, wonderful.
Mwah.
Oh, well, it's been a very good day.
Good.
Oh. She's going from bad to worse, though.
Miranda, has she?
Oh, she wants the contents of our London wine cellar in total.
Really?
Yeah, but I think I've managed to see her off on that one.
Well, well done. Anyway, let's forget about the divorce for now. We've got the whole weekend ahead to do whatever we like.
Well, actually, there's some paperwork I need to go through after Brown screwed up the Ramsbury deal.
Well, we've hardly spoken all week.
Ah, I'm sorry, Lillian. You wouldn't believe how hard it's been, even getting that trifling concession from her. Miranda is ruthless.
Don't I know it?
At this rate, it could go on for months.
All I want's a nice, relaxing weekend with you, darling. It's not too much to ask, is it?
I feel like you and me can talk about anything, Pip. I've never had that with a woman before.
There's nothing special about talking to someone.
Yes, there is. Especially when that person's intelligent and funny and beautiful.
Keep your voice down.
Can't I say nice things about you in public?
Eddie and Clary are looking over. They don't want to hear you saying stupid things about me. It's her birthday.
Well, we should invite them over for a drink.
Toby, stop it. I mean it.
Okay. Well, sorry if I'm coming on too strong with my own girlfriend. What an idiot, eh?
No, it's not that.
Hey, here's an idea. How about going on a mini break? Maybe next weekend.
Did you really just say that?
What's wrong with
that? We haven't got any money.
We can find some.
How?
Credit cards.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm not just abandoning the farm.
I'm sure your family would cover.
No, I am not doing that. I owe them too much already.
We really need...
Toby, no. We're not going away, OK?
But Kenton thought it was a great idea.
Did he suggest it?
Maybe.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Toby. The last person you should be listening to is Kenton. He's still massively in debt to my dad after the bull got flooded.
OK, but that doesn't make it a bad idea.
No, it is anyway. A holiday won't solve anything.
Maybe not a holiday then, but we've got to do something.
Why?
I don't know. It feels like maybe we've lost the spark or something.
I'm sorry, Toby. I don't want to do this now. I want to go home.
So, what do you fancy doing now?
Maybe going to Borchester? Hear some live music?
We could.
Or maybe that's a bit too much effort. Maybe we just stay here.
Sounds nice. Sounds lovely, in fact.
We could just order some food in. Watch a movie instead.
Yeah. Let's do that, shall we?
I'm surprised you haven't made more progress with this place, all your great plans.
Well, to tell you the truth, I've been holding back.
Well, whatever for?
The divorce. It's obviously going to cost a fortune.
No, it isn't.
The way things are going, you'll spend far more in lawyer's fees than you'll ever get back in a settlement.
Lillian...
Is this really how you want to go about it? Fighting every step of the way?
I'm damned if Miranda's going to fleece me for everything I've got.
No, I know.
No, and it's in your interest, too.
Yeah, but why do you insist on seeing it? As if it's a hostile takeover bid?
Because that's what it is.
But, couldn't you see it as more of an emotional negotiation?
Don't talk
no,
nonsense.
No, listen to me, Justin. You've been married to Miranda for a very long time.
Oh, I know it.
So why don't you just accept that there has to be a cost in separating from her?
Oh, Lillian, that's not what...
No, listen to me, Justin. Once you do that, then you can move on with the rest of your life. We can move on together.
No, that wouldn't work at all.
The thing is, darling, look, I know you want to give the appearance of loving the chase. But really... I can see all this is getting you down.
You know, if I did what you're suggesting, then I might as well sign over Damara to her right now, and that is never going to happen.
All right. Well, then let's say that you keep Damara, but perhaps you can be a little more flexible elsewhere.
It's not your business to tell me what I should and shouldn't be doing, Lillian.
Well, I thought that's what being partners was about. Telling one another the truth, even if the other one doesn't want to hear it. But perhaps I was wrong.
No, Lillian, sit down. You're right, of course, as always. The last thing I want to do is to jeopardise our happiness. You know that I'll always love you.
You're just saying that?
No. I swear that it's true, 100%.
Well, I love you too.
Thank you, Lillian. Well, I'm afraid I still have to go to London next week.
Would you have to?
Yes, but I'll tell you what. If you promise to get on and finish doing this place up, then I promise I'll take a more conciliatory approach to the divorce from now on. How does that sound?
Perfect, darling.
It wasn't until I told Mum and Dad about the IBR that I realised how long I'd been lying to them.
You make it sound worse than it is.
Oh, but I hate myself for doing it. I've really let them down.
Honestly, Pip, it is not as bad as you think.
I don't know how you can say that.
Because these things never are.
Okay, look, I get it. Lying obviously doesn't mean anything to you, but it does to me.
That's not what I'm saying.
And look at Brighton. There were so many times when you could have told me the truth.
That was different. Anyway, you know everything now.
That's not the point, Toby. I'm just not like you. And the longer we're together, the more I see that.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying I don't care for you. Of course I do. But when I look at other couples, like Chris and Alice, say, they fit together in a way we just don't.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. I think we bring out the worst in each other.
No, it's the opposite. This is the first time in years, maybe ever, that I've only wanted to be with one person.
To me, it feels like everything we have has been built on lies and deceit.
I can change, Pip. I've already changed.
No, it's too late. Look, I just don't think we have a future together.
No, don't say that.
No, let go, Toby. It's over.
Please, Pip, you don't mean that. It can't be over. Pip!
Come on, make your mind up.
What do you think? Extra olives or maybe some tuna?
Let's really splash out. Have both. Who the hell's that?
Toby, is that you?
Who do you think?
But you weren't coming back until...
change of plan.
What do you mean?
Can we turn this off?
Hey, I was listening to that.
You'll be delighted to hear I've been dumped.
What?
That's right. Finally, the serious, sensible one gets his chance.
What do you mean?
You must be so happy.
Hey, what are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm going to go to my room to get drunk.
But that's not your bottle...
Don't worry, I'll pay you back.
Toby! Toby! Sorry, I've no idea what's going on.
That was weird. What did he mean about you being happy?
Oh, nothing.
No, come on.
Really, I don't know.
Well, is it to do with you and Pip?
No.
Yes, it is. I can tell. Come on, Rex.
Okay. Something nearly happened once. Or at least I thought that it might. Between me and Pip.
Right.
But it didn't. And you know, she doesn't mean anything to me now.
She's barely out of uni.
No, she isn't.
And wasn't it her or her brother that was responsible for the IBR breakout?
Pip's a good farmer.
Not when it comes to basic biosecurity, it seems. It was a bit of a major cock-up, wasn't it?
Anyone can make a mistake, can't they?
Okay. Sorry if I upset you.
No, you didn't.
Hey, you know what? It's been a long week. I think I'm going to call it a night.
Well, what about the takeaway? And the film?
Sorry. Changed my mind. I'll see you around, Rex.
Pip! Pip!
Please, Toby, keep it down.
Why? Don't you want people to know?
Shh, no, it's not that. It's gone 11.
Well, I'm not telling anyone, because we're not over. We can't be.
I'm sorry, Toby, but we just...
We're good together, you know
Toby,
that!
Toby, I can't do this anymore.
Think of all the fun we had.
Yes, we did, but now we just argue.
I can't live without you, Pip.
Oh, don't say that, Toby.
It's true. Look, can't we go inside and talk
about
it?
There's nothing else to say.
Yes, there is.
No, we have to stop it now, before it gets any worse.
It won't.
Yes, Toby, it will. If we carry on like this, we'll end up hating each other.
How could you say
because
that?
Because it's true.
Please, Pip, I'm begging
Look,
you.
I'm sorry, Toby. Goodbye.
No.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.